studio, and we'll just make it happen as we have you here. We've got a couple minutes, so I think we'll just squeeze you in, make it work for everyone. Okay, all right. Well, switching gears here, down from third into fourth. I don't know. We have Dr. Craig Krell joining us on the program, and we got a meeting tonight. Even though you're off school today, right?
Students are out of school today.
All the staff are here.
Teachers are professional development today.
Yes. But the kids get to be off.
The kids have a day off.
Yeah, it's weird because so Oklahoma has their fall break or whatever, like the end of this next week, I think. So it's just kind of weird how the differences across the state line.
It's quite a few differences, it seems like, across state lines.
Yeah, so hey, we do have a meeting coming up, and you want to fill us in on what's on the docket?
Yeah, 4 o'clock this afternoon, we will begin our meeting. We've got several things on the agenda, actually. We're going to have a report from our Dr. Jerry Hamm Early Learning Center on kindergarten readiness. So we'll hear some reports on how the preschool is doing and then how our students coming into kindergarten are doing. And we have some great data to show that through our grant that helps run the center, we have Wichita State is always involved with us in looking at the data. And once again, we're one of the most successful preschools in the state of Kansas. So that really bodes well for everything we're doing here in that campus. We'll also be talking about our out-of-district procedures. Something that the legislators put in place last year is what's called open enrollment policies throughout the state of Kansas. So school districts have to define what the maximum number of students that they could take in. So the board will have the first discussion really tonight on what that will look like. This will be in place for next school year, but we have to have our policies and procedures in place by January 1. So we'll take a look at what that looks like, what our overall numbers look like currently in our buildings, and how much capacity that we could have if we could take in out-of-district students. The next report will be Laura Stalford, the Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction, and she'll be talking about teacher licensure. And, you know, as everyone knows, there's a teacher shortage. This has been coming down the pike for several years now, and it's really hitting across the state and the nation very hard. And she's going to be talking about some programs that we have in place to help not only recruit teachers, but bring some teachers in. One of the programs is the Teacher Apprenticeship Program. Wichita State University created that program, and it allows students to be enrolled in the Wichita State program while they are doing their initial year of teaching. So it really kind of helps those students out that maybe can't go off to college, but they can still stay in Coffeyville and receive that degree. So we do have a few teachers that we're working with in that program, as well as some other transition to teaching programs. We have a few teachers at our high school that are in transition to teaching programs. So it really enables them that benefit of getting the degree while they're working. Transition to teaching is a little bit different. These are people typically that have a bachelor's or a master's degree in another field, and then they want to come into the high school and teach in that field. So this allows them to get their teaching degree while they're employed. Other than that, we have some preliminary enrollment information, and that's positive news this year where our enrollment's up. And so we're always glad that when enrollment's increasing, it's much better than when it's decreasing. So it's a good problem to have. You know, we've had to make sure we have enough staffing to handle all the students, but definitely a very positive impact to having an enrollment increase. And the last report on our list is school accounting software. We've had the same accounting software in this district for well over 20 years, if not more. So Michael Spears, our deputy superintendent in charge of accounting. And so it's a bit of a kind of moving some cheese for some of those people. It's something brand new.
Sure.
So we'll be looking at what that accounting software is going to be, talking to the board about that. We had to make a move because the one we were using is now obsolete or will be obsolete within a year. So the new program, they'll be running both systems in tandem while they work through the kinks of getting a new system and importing all that data in.
All right. Well, sounds like a good meeting on the way, sir. Appreciate you stopping by. And 4 o'clock, right?
All right. 4 o'clock at 6:50.
Okay. And you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Coffeyville.